This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
We're kicking our sportiness into gear bright and early because tennis has wrapped up and Demetra is here joining us in the studio to give us a big wrap of all the tennis talk.
Good morning. I have staggered in here. It's like this massive sort of, you know, when you go on a festival jag and you kind of just stagger over the finish line.
Yeah, you've staggered your way through. Well, you weren't the only one to get your tennis on, Demetra, in the studio, because Rach did the same thing.
On Thursday, I spotted you across the crowds of people because we were both there for the Pride finals. Well, the women's finals day on the Pride Day.
Yeah, well, Thursday was the AO-designated Pride Day, and it was an amazing event. There were drag queens dressed in all these fantastic outfits, like tennis-themed. It was just gorgeous. Did you manage to see them?
I certainly did. Tennis balls in all of the places.
And what was really, really gorgeous, and look, brought a tear to my eye, where there were Pride flags or progressive flags everywhere, like on the flagpoles. They were handing them out, and there were lots of families waving the Pride flags everywhere. Really gorgeous. It was in all the little nooks and crannies.
Yeah, I feel like I missed out on all the little flags because I came in via the tram, and at that entrance they didn't have anyone handing things out. Okay. You had to come through like the fun precinct or something to be able to get your flags.
Maybe.
But how did you find it, Rach? How would you find the Pride Day?
It was, well, look, unfortunately, when I got there, the heavens opened.
Oh, you, that was the rain.
And the rains came down. So I spent most of my time in the finals fest stage area.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, this was an amazing thing with the Australian Open because they really opened it up beyond the tennis. Okay, you know I'm like a tennis tragic.
You know,
I'm open to new ideas. And what was really amazing is I did wander into the finals festival. They'd closed off John Cain Arena, which is the people's arena, as they call it. I walked in. I felt like, I did a flashback to the 90s when I used to go to the dance parties. But it was a very reasonable time. It was late afternoon, early
evening. It was so early. It was almost... I would almost go as far as to say it was too early because it meant that anyone who actually had to work during the day missed out on some of the most incredible artists.
Well, yeah. Well, tennis is the gift that keeps giving because, in all honesty, I didn't know any of the artists. It kind of shocks me that that's an age thing. But I've discovered Peach PRC.
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. And, like, the song, what's the song called? About breaking up. Forever drunk. And I've never had an artist capture both in the lyrics of a song and the film clip exactly how I approach my breakups.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, you know, I found a kindred spirit, and Tash Sultana, what an amazingly, like, talented person and a local.
I nearly died. Honestly, you could tell which lesbians were there for Tash versus Peach. Okay. It was hilarious. But I had no idea just how talented Tash Sultana was because I've never seen them live, and they literally were looping their own music. Oh my gosh. The only downside was that they only had 45 minutes.
Oh wow. Yeah, look,
I love that that's a downside, like 45 minutes. That's awesome.
Well, even Tash was like, I'm used to like 2.5 hours. This is short.
Yeah.
So everyone meet me at the bar, and then I went to the bar and they weren't there.
They were probably in their own little VIP bar.
Rude.
Well, look, sounds absolutely awesome. We have more tennis talk coming our way because we're going to jump from the Pride Day and all the inclusivity of that to the actual matches.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
You're waking up with Rach and Dean for Joy Breakfast. I
ain't worried about it. It's 7:15 on your Monday morning, and we have Demetra with us in the studio because we are getting our tennis talk on. We were just talking about the Pride Day and having a whole fun chat about it, but that's pretty much all I know what's happened. After that, I have no idea what's been going on.
Oh, yeah, there's the tennis, isn't there?
Yeah, the actual tennis.
Well, look, multiple excitements there. Last night we had the men's final, and Saturday night was the women's final, and last night the ultimate winner was Jannik Sinner, young Italian. Italian guy who's really gone from strength to strength. He defeated Daniil Medvedev, and it was a real nail-biter because Medvedev was two sets up. You have to win three sets to win the men's final, and he was two sets up, and then in that third set it really shifted. Look, I don't think Daniil sort of laid off. I think Jannik Sinner started to get into the groove of it and really stepped up and then turned the match around and went all the way to five sets. And yeah, really amazing. Real credit to everyone. Daniil, heartbreak, because a couple of years ago, he lost to Rafael Nadal, an absolute champion. He was two sets up, Daniil, and then he still lost it. And then on Saturday night, we had the women's final, which, look, it was fantastic for many reasons. One, Aryna Sabalenka won, and she was the defending champion. She won it last year. And it's a really big deal to do it back-to-back. I mean, tennis is huge. Such a tough sport.
Yeah.
And to be able to turn up the following year and win a Grand Slam is really amazing. And she's an amazing personality for the sport. There's a lot of behind the scenes where she's doing all this crazy fun stuff, dancing at her practice.
Cute.
Kicking, like she put objects on her trainer's head, and she's 6'1", but she could do this high kick and knock this thing off her trainer. Said she used to sign her trainer's head.
Oh, wow.
An absolute legend. And her opponent was a new Chinese star. Her name is Qinwen Zhen.
Queen. I read that.
Yeah, well, all the Chinese fans are calling her Queen.
Okay.
With a K.
We don't know why.
Queen.
Because she's a queen. They adore her.
Oh, okay. Like, not, this is not a royalty situation.
We don't know. No. We never know.
Oh.
No, I'm not sure. She should be, though.
Like, more like drag queen, because it's K-W-E. Yeah. And like, yes, queen. So automatically we love her.
So automatically we love her.
Yes.
But she, you know, she put up a good fight. I mean, Sabalenka really had an amazing tournament. She didn't lose a set, you know, out of seven matches, she did not lose one set. She was dominant. It was almost like Serena Williams, like the power she delivered.
Wow.
So to her credit, very also beautiful, poignant story. About 4 years ago, I mean, she's only 25, she was 21 at the time, she lost her father, and they had a dream that she would win two slams by the age of 25.
Oh, wow. And she has.
And she has
now. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, wow. We love that. Right. That's really beautiful.
You know, all these stories behind these people who give up so much, and then, of course, you know, life throws you curveballs.
Well, these are the stories I love to be able to hear when we're talking. You know, I don't know that much about tennis, but I know I do love to watch it, but when you find out the personal things that sit behind it all, it just makes it all the more special.
Dimitro, in the whole of the AO Festival period, how long does it go for? 3 weeks?
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
15 days.
15 days. What was your highlight of the whole thing?
Oh, that's a really big question, isn't it? There are so many.
That's what we're here for on a Monday morning.
I know, right?
the hard-hitting questions.
Look, I love a contest, so I find that certainly you can capture this at the very beginning of the tournament, so the first round, and you get a day pass and you go and watch players who are quite similar in their standard playing and really fighting it out. And we had a real taste of this in the semi-finals of the women's. That was Thursday night, so just the, you know, Pride Day. I mean, it wasn't a Pride Day event, the women's semi-final, but it just, you know, there were Pride flags at the women's semi-final, beamed around the world, thank you very much. And Sabalenka, who ultimately won it, played Coco Gauff, another absolute star. And Coco Gauff won the US Open last year, so, you know, and they played against each other in that final. Two women at the height of their powers playing a match. I mean, you saw tennis elevated, I think, to stratospheric standards.
Wow. Wow.
It was. I have to say, it's probably the best tennis I have seen in a very long time. I feel like, you know, this is not wishful thinking, I'm sure of it, but I really feel like we've come back from pre-COVID days in terms of spectacularness of the tournament, the standard of players. I mean, they suffered as well, like the whole world. They, you know, life was very different for everybody. So really, I love those contests. Evenly matched players, and you see a real tussle.
I love it. Now, before we let you go, today on the show, we are picking one of the songs for Joy's playlist for Pride March that we're going to be marching to. And the theme of today is 90s.
Okay.
Have you got a 90s song you'd like to chuck on the list? Because that's what we're asking our listeners to do in the first hour. Give us a 90s song and we're going to kind of narrow it down in the second hour of the show.
Oh, I think it's a 90s song, but I think it's Heather Small, you know, What Have You Done For Me to Make Me Feel Proud.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That, yeah, song. Heather Small, yeah.
Is that Heather Small?
I look into the window of my life.
Exactly. And
there's plenty of great dance mixes of that as well, which would be very cool.
Love. Oh, nice. That is a very good vote. Demetra, thank you so much for sharing your love of tennis with us. Your excitement got me excited, and I think that's what matters in the world.
It's true. Thank you so much. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.